What's good, everybody? This is the Beach World Podcast, episode 26 or something like that.
Yup.
I think that's what I put down.
What's good, everybody?
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. It's just me and Boomer.
Splitta and Boomer in the building.
Yeah,
everybody watch that raffle or what?
Yes. Shout out to Melanie.
Yeah, shout out to Melanie for winning that.
I'm happy she won because she did put some bread up for shits, bro. Like,
yeah, she bought hella tickets.
Yeah, so I was like, shit, I hope she wins. But also, she lives in Texas, so I was like, man, I hope she didn't win because now we got to ship that bitch. But
yeah,
I'd rather just drop it off and just so they can have it. But, I mean, it is what it is. She won.
Yeah,
congrats to her. But we do have another one. Yep. If y'all ain't seen the gram
tickets
yet.
Are still going right now.
Yeah, y'all have till the 23rd of December. We're going to probably do the raffle that night, so.
Yeah, that way whoever gets it can get it before Christmas.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal,
making sure, like, everybody gets it before Christmas, so.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Christmas, NBA preseason is starting, and it feels like Christmas.
Yup, Russell Westbrook came back, finally played today. He looked good as fuck.
Yeah, man, I think he's going to do a lot for the young dudes on that team, like. He's already coaching them up in practice,
yeah.
And, like, you know, for some reason there's that stigma that he's, like, a piece of shit teammate and all that. But everyone, when you talk to his teammates, they're like, what the fuck? No, that we love him. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know, bro.
He don't fuck with the media.
Yeah, and that's what it is, bro. The media will hang your ass. Like, they will fucking – they have so much control. They could fucking create any narrative they want.
Bro, the media – a lot of the media people, like, they're really pieces of shit, bro. Like – their goal is to make someone look bad for a story.
Yeah, yeah. They don't even have to be right. They just want to be first.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, like, no one's going to know your fucking name. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think maybe to their group, like, oh, yeah, the so-and-so from the New York Post thinks you're cool. Like, bro, like, nobody thinks they're cool, though. So, like, what the fuck are you doing that shit for? You're just ruining people's lives out here. But
I hope they ball the fuck out. I think they could be, like, a top four seed for sure.
They're in the East, so I mean.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's probably going to be like Bucks, Nets for sure. And then you got
Celtics.
Damn, never mind. They might not be top four.
They might be eight.
You still got Sixers and Celtics. And then you got
Toronto.
Toronto. Shit. I mean, they could be a top five, top six. Never know. Depends how well they gel.
That's true.
See.
I mean, barring any injuries.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If one of the stars gets injured, they're kind of fucked. Like, you saw what happened with Bradley Beal. I had to carry that team last year, so. We'll see.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Rockets is interesting. James Harden and Net, and then the Rockets and Nets re-engaged in trade talks today.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Like, shit, bro.
His fat ass. That nigga, he don't give a fuck, bro. Like, this man out there looking like me. He out there chilling with
a
little gut.
This man said I was in Atlanta and Vegas because I was training. Bitch, you at the strip club. Fuck out of here.
He went to Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. All the fucking strip club capitals and shit.
Yeah, bro, like. Like, get out of here with that shit. I was training. Get out of here, trainers.
Yeah, like, he looked like he couldn't even keep a straight face when he said that shit. They're like, what? Like, but your whole team's training in Houston. Why would you go to Atlanta?
I do think they need to just trade him ASAP because I think he's just going to be toxic. Like, it's just going to be a toxic-ass environment.
Yeah, even when he's out there playing, he looks like he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be hella awkward. Like, the coach already doesn't like him and all that shit, so it's like... it's going to be all awkward. They need to just move on. Even if they fucking take an L on it, fuck it. Just get something and move on. I mean, so.
Yeah. I mean, but some. I'm happy that Steph Curry looks nice.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
The Warriors, they have a super young ass team. They got to figure out some shit, but they might be 7-6 seed, maybe. It's the West is fucking tough, but I mean, if they.
It all depends on Steph staying healthy, because. From what we've seen so far, when Klay and his teammates, like his other stars, are hurt, he has to carry so much of a load, he seems to get hurt. So hopefully, he stays healthy.
Yeah, Oubre and Wiggins got to step
Draymond
up.
Draymond looks like he lost hella weight. He's in shape.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting.
What's his name from the Lakers, boy?
Anthony Davis.
No, Horton or whatever.
Oh yeah, Horton.
That
Tucker
motherfucker.
Loves Cole. We'll give the Rockets Horton Tucker for Harden if they want.
Well, didn't they? Isn't that what they wanted?
I don't know, bro. I don't think they're gonna do that deal though. I think the way the Lakers are built right now, they're already fucking set. So like, why do that? Like,
yeah, I feel like
it'll just fuck everything.
Feel like Harden, if he wanted to get traded, he should have did it last year.
Honestly, I don't understand why the Knicks ain't trying to trade for him. Just fucking do it. Like, you want to sell tickets? Like,
who you want from the Rockets want from the Knicks?
Well, I mean, they can give them
the
draft
Knicks
picks.
Have a good young team.
They
too,
can
though.
Give them some draft picks and some young players, but I'm like. That's probably a lifestyle that he'll like, because it's fucking biggest city in the world or in the country, and then fucking, you know what I mean, party lifestyle. You don't have to worry about winning. He just has to do his thing. That's it.
Yeah, I think, but they I think expect to win, I think if he wanted to really get a trade off, I think last trade season was like the time to do it, because that's when all the big moves were made. There wasn't really big moves made. Yeah. This year, everyone kind of like got their
and
teams.
He put
and
the
they...
Bucks on his list, bro. Giannis don't fuck with you. Like, why you put the Bucks on your list? They don't want you.
And B don't fuck with him either. So yeah, he wanted to go to the Sixers. Unless he thinks like, oh yeah, I'm gonna trade them for me. But it's like, nah, why? Like, no one wants, because, and he might not be a bad guy, bro. But the way he's coming across,
he
looks like a crybaby.
Yeah, bro. His work ethic isn't that great from what they're saying. And honestly, the way he's played the last few years, his style of play, unless he's willing to change it, bro, it's like you would have to change your entire team's way of playing for him.
Yeah.
Unless he's gonna change the way he plays, which I'm sure.
Unless he's just unhappy there, like, yeah. I mean, I was like, when you feel unappreciated or underappreciated or something, like, or you're not, I can't think of the right way to phrase it, but. When you feel like that, like you only want to do the minimum. That honestly, that's how even at work I had been recently until they gave me a raise. Yeah, but I was kind of like, man, like why am I doing extra if you're? I don't feel like, you know, I'm appreciated for this shit. So I mean, it might
and
be that.
Like, and then he
might be going broke from all the strip
honestly,
clubs.
Bro, he plays like a 2K player in the park that doesn't pass. Like,
oh,
he just
God.
Dribbles up the top and then does a step back and shoots a.
Those guys you fucking hate. Those guys that me and Boomer always pick up the
bro.
Fucking James Hardens on 2K, bro, and we can't
just
get a
do
fucking
like a
win.
Stupid ass step back, bro. I'm like, motherfucker.
By the way, Ronnie 2K, fuck you fucking asshole. I almost broke my fucking TV today.
Yeah,
bro.
You the game is broken, bro. There's just everybody can do everything. It's like fucking trash. Like
everybody can do everything but us.
It's like you should have like before you used to have to choose what kind of player you want. Now you can make whatever. It's like
everybody's the same. Everyone can shoot
honestly,
threes and dunk.
It's because everybody was complaining, but now that he did do that, it's like fuck. Like it's just trash.
I think what sucks is that everyone thought, okay, we cracked the code on the last game. We took all this time. We figured out what actually worked, and then they which I guess that's what you want to do. They switch it up, but they didn't really switch it up. They just fucking made it so that everybody's good.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now it just basically favored the gamer nerds because, like, them motherfuckers are going to get that shit, like, over us.
Yeah, but it's, like, people that would suck normally. Like, we played some 98s today that fucking sucked. But, like, we would go for wide-open dunks, and then our dude would just miss the dunk because the guy was nearby. Oh, Intimidator. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, some bullshit.
Yeah.
So, but anyways. Also, shout-out to Tyrese Maxey. That motherfucker looking nice. The Sixers did good with that shit. I'm excited as a Sixers fan to watch what they do.
There was a lot of steals in this draft, bro. Like, people that fell, like.
And I just think the talent pool is just deep as fuck now for basketball. Look at all these kids come out of high school, bro. It's ridiculous.
I mean, look at all these guys that got Mike's contracts. Like, Donovan Mitchell. He was, like, I think the 10th pick. He wasn't even in a Bruin pick. A lot of dudes, man. Tatum was, like, a number 3 pick. So it's like. You don't even have to be the number 1 pick to be, like, you just got to know what you want, what fits your team. Look at the Nuggets, where they got Bola Bola and Michael Porter Jr. Both of them are fucking dogs, and they got them in, like, second round or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
they said he's eligible for rookie of the year.
Yeah, because the bubble game didn't count. So, I'm like, I kind of was like, damn.
Bro,
like,
I forgot they had him. That motherfucker is
like,
nice, bro.
If they play him a lot, bro, he could easily win that shit. So it's like
he's a freak of nature too, bro. Like
LaMelo's looking fucking nice though.
Oh yeah, he finally had a
I know he's
good
only
game.
Played a couple games, but I can already see like he plays with so much more fucking confidence than Lonzo.
Hell yeah.
Like he just has BDE. Like he'll fucking go to the bucket, throw a no look pass behind his head. He just did one right now where he was going to the bucket and then he just threw it to the top of the key and then the dude hit a three. It's like fucking crazy.
Like Melo completes those passes that the coaches usually like yell at you. But he's on target.
And he ain't afraid to drive. Like he drives and scores at the rim. Like Lonzo's fucking scared. Like I don't understand it. And I think he's gonna be better than Lonzo for sure. I don't know if he's gonna be as good of a defender. But everything else, I think Melo's going to be better for sure. He's fucking big, too. He's like 6'8". Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Lonzo, man, I always root for, I think because I fucking started watching their show. Like, everyone started following them.
Not only that, bro, it's because you felt bad because his dad put so much fucking pressure on him, bro. So you wanted him to do good. And then, like, a lot of dudes hated him, and he was, like, a good kid. It's just like his dad was
hella chill, bro.
Yeah, he's hella chill. And everybody's, like, he basically put a bullseye on Lonzo's back. Yeah. And people were, like, coming at him because of his dad. It's like, bro, like. But LaMelo already shut that shit down. Like, he basically tells his dad he needs to chill. Like, he tells him straight up, like, you need to chill. Like, Lonzo wouldn't tell him that shit. It's just like, I don't know if Lonzo felt bad because his dad did so much for him, but it's like, bro, like, yeah, I appreciate what you did for me, but I'm my own man now. Like,
yeah, I mean, shit. I watched the little show on Facebook. Like, LeVar got better at that shit. Like, all right, like, yeah, you are a grown ass man. I got to back up.
And then LeVar's a good ass fucking dad. Did he sign with Puma?
LaMelo,
So I'm saying I'm glad he's getting a bag because
and Puma's handing out bags right now.
LeVar low key cost Lonzo a bag because Nike was gonna give him a contract and he said, "No, I want $1 billion." Like they were gonna give him like I think $10 million a year or something. But it's like, bro, that's a bag. You should have took that shit. Now you cost him. Now he ain't gonna get no fucking.
That's
shit,
a bag he could have put back into BBB.
That's what I'm saying. Like
they could have collabed in the future.
Yeah, nobody's gonna give him $10 million a year no more. Like you blew that bag, so.
I mean, yeah,
LaMelo said LaMelo seen that shit and he was like, nah.
Yeah, but see, the problem is too, and because he's the baby and he was spoiled and shit.
Yeah,
like
that's real.
He was the wild one already, so like he didn't even talk to his dad. Nigga just did that shit.
Facts.
Everyone else consulted first, like because you know how it is when you're
his
not the baby.
His mom probably got his back tough though. It's like
but also it's like, what are you gonna do? He's not living with you. He's a grown ass man out on his own. So I mean, oh well. Where do you think James Harden's gonna go though? Do you think they're gonna pull it off?
I think he's gonna go to the Nets because honestly, it seems like no one else is interested. Like the Philly said no because they don't want to give up. Like no, everybody else is telling them. And honestly, the Nets have the most assets. They can give up two star caliber players in LeVert and Dinwiddie who are nice, and then they can give up a dude like Jared Allen who's a nice player, and they can give up draft picks. No one else has that.
Yeah, I want them to get rid of them. That fucking next team, bro. That shit sucks. They're all like, if someone comes out, you got people that can fill.
And honestly, I hope Harden goes, and I hope it's a fucking Lakers finals with Lakers Nets finals with fucking Harden and KD and Kyrie against LeBron and AD. That'd be fucking dope. I still think it might go seven, but AD's a different animal. I don't know if they'll be able to handle him.
Speaking of the Lakers,
Jerry West is a hoe, bro. Like. I understand you were trying to do your job for the Clippers, but you a hoe-ass dude for that. Well, like, calling him a shit show and...
That shit's so common, though, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
He just got exposed. So,
but
how was that?
He didn't expect that shit to come out.
Yeah. Like, you literally, your career is made off you being on the Lakers. You can't be a...
Bro, yeah, the Lakers love him. Like, Lakerland love him, bro. They appreciate what he did when he got Shaq and Kobe. And they love him, bro. He's like a fucking icon. But now after that, they're going to be like, man, fuck this dude.
Oh, yeah, facts, real quick.
Like, fuck this dude, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like,
is that how you feel as a Lakers fan?
I don't care, bro. I mean, honestly, I think it was more Kawhi doing the shady shit, honestly. It wasn't really Jerry West. Like, I think it was Kawhi trying to manipulate the Lakers. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. Like, supposedly, the reason the NBA is investigating is supposedly Kawhi's uncle was, like, asking teams for, like, airplanes, like... yeah, bro. He was asking them for like.
Why everybody got one of them uncles, bro?
Yeah, bro. His uncle was asking for bags. Like, he was asking for like airplanes, like money, extra money on the side.
Damn.
Like, hella shit, bro. Cars. He was asking for hella shit. And then I guess that's super illegal. So
is
the NBA is investigating now. Like, you're not allowed to do that
what
shit.
Is
like,
that, like,
you're supposed
payola?
To just like.
Agree to basketball terms.
Yeah, your basketball terms, your salary, your contract, and that's it. Like, you can't just be giving dudes money on the side. Like, that's illegal.
That's what they do in college.
Yeah, so...
they be giving niggas cars and houses.
I wonder what's going to happen if they do get caught with that shit.
Yeah,
I mean, are they just going to...
What's the crime for? Is that an actual crime?
Like, do they make the Clippers cut... Like, I don't get
it.
No,
I'm saying, so is that just a violation within the NBA, or is that an actual crime?
No. It's just the NBA violation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that ain't a fucking crime. It's just the NBA violation. So, I mean, what do they do? Like, all right, NBA releases Kawhi Leonard from the Clippers. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't really do that. So, it's like, they don't have no draft picks. What are you going to take?
And whose
like,
fault is it? Is it Jerry West's fault, or is it Kawhi's uncle? Like, I feel like Kawhi wasn't saying shit.
Nah, his uncle is from... It's from the
hood. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably was like,
he's
all
from
right,
Compton, bro.
What about me, nigga?
Like, he's probably trying to get some shit for himself.
Yeah, he
like,
get me and all the homies
and
red.
Kawhi seems like the type of dude that won't even stop him. He'll be like, whatever.
He'd be like, damn, you crazy.
He'll be just sitting in the corner, like, nodding his head, like, oh, man, what you doing?
That's
crazy. Yeah, Jerry West, I was disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to record everyone's calls, like, who recorded that shit, bro?
It was a voicemail. I mean, honestly, voicemails,
so
I never checked my voicemail.
Whoever he sent that voicemail to,
like, right now, I got
off.
Fucking 249 voicemails on my phone.
Bro, the other day, I went there and I just fucking cleaned all of them.
Yeah, bro, I don't ever go through my shit, because most of these voicemails are from, like, telemarketers and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, he probably has the voicemail and just never hit delete, like.
Probably.
So, That's probably what happened.
Or maybe he was going through deleting them and listening to it, like, oh shit, this nigga didn't pay me. Or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he didn't fucking. I think Jerry West fucked up.
They'll probably end up settling with them, giving him a bag to shut up and move on. But he probably has some. If he released that, he probably has some other shit. The fucking Kawhi or the Clippers are going to just be like, hey, bro, like, just shut the fuck up. Like, here's fucking a couple million. Especially Ballmer. That dude's a fucking multi billionaire. You don't give a fuck. You're like, here, he'll cut a check. Like, here.
Yeah,
just get out of here.
I wish I had that fucking voicemail. I wish I had that voicemail. I would have leaked that shit. No, I'm playing.
I think that voicemail wasn't really incriminating, so he probably just released it. Just to show them, like, hey, I got some shit. Like, this is just the beginning of it. So
probably.
More to come. He said he ready, though.
Okay.
Hit him up.
Bro. Yeah, do you got battery?
Yeah, I got battery. Should we just FaceTime him?
Yeah, I feel like the audio's clearer on that.
On the Instagram or on the phone? It don't matter, just FaceTime?
Yeah.
Alright.
Bro, this motherfucker, Jared Allen, bro. Or Josh Allen.
Did you see he's going crazy, bro.
So I'm going against him in fucking fantasy. This nigga has 92 points, bro. It's in my league. It's a little
bit
extra.
But what is that, like 50?
Bro, so he got...
I seen Billy in our leagues killing that shit.
Yeah. So 360 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 2 rushing TDs, like. And then to top it off, this nigga has Darren Waller, bro. So I was
Billy got both of them.
He do, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, he got both of them.
You dumb, bro. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I thought I would have had a chance against this man if Josh Allen didn't go crazy. I'd literally need Aaron Rodgers to go crazy like Josh Allen.
Yeah, bro. See, he has 73 points with Waller and Allen.
Well, that's like what I averaged on this year.
I mean,
fuck. All right.
I mean, he needs Devontae Adams to score like 50 if he wants a chance. But
fucking try calling him.
I'm about to go in that player. I'm about to go in that fucking league and just drop all my players on purpose.
Bro, the first year I did my league, my family league, or like family and friends, the first year I fucking ended up dropping everybody on my team and just picking all Niners. Like, that's all I do. And then I fucking won the last two games.
Was everybody hella mad because the waivers went to certain people?
Oh, no, I don't know, because a lot of us didn't really fucking know what
fantasy
was.
Uh-oh, he hit him back. Mr. Florida himself hitting us back.
Corona, man.
He is here.
Good.
You better shave that beard. Don't be bringing that Corona back.
Yeah,
to your
we were
beard.
Just we were just talking about Fat Albert, aka James Harden.
Oh, bro, he got a little hefty, didn't he?
Yeah. Hey, why this man say he was training in Atlanta, in Vegas?
Bro, he was out partying with Lil Baby.
This man was at every strip club known to man. He said
his arms were big, but that's from throwing money and shit.
I was gonna say he was just training his hands like throwing ones and shit.
Bro, he's really just living his best life and not even tripping off anybody. Yeah, I respect
it. I mean, yeah, bro. Like, you could tell he's one of those stars like that just doesn't prioritize winning. He's just like, I want to get my bag and live. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, and that's why I don't see him going to a team like the Bucks, bro. He don't want to be in Milwaukee.
You know what?
Okay. So nephew, hear this. I was saying, I think honestly, the Knicks are like the best place for him because. He can go there, score hella points, get like a 7-8 seed every year. You know what I mean? Make hella money, live a party lifestyle in New York, not expect to win. Like, nobody's going to expect you to win on the Knicks. So it's like.
Yeah, for sure. No pressure. I would say, that would be a good
thing. And honestly, if you're the Knicks, why not fucking do it? At least you'll be relevant. Like, you'll be a relevant team every year. You ain't going to win shit, but.
I just don't know if they have enough to give the Rockets.
I mean, and Rockets. Rockets seem like they're running out of options, though, because everybody seems to be pulling back. Like, the Sixers don't want to give up Simmons. Like, nobody's willing to give up their main player. So, it's like Rockets' options are kind of limited.
Yeah, there's too much talent now for, like, like, no one's desperate enough.
And I think they see the situation becoming more and more toxic, and they know the Rockets are going to have to unload him. So, they're just
I'm going to say this, though. Watching the Nets, bro, if you put James Harden on the Nets, I don't think they lose no matter who the fourth or the fifth is.
You don't think so? See, but you see the way the ball movement, the ball was moving, though, between Kyrie and Durant. I don't know if that's going to – I don't know. That's crazy. I mean, I get it. They'll score hella points, but it's like in the playoffs when you could really key in on the way people play, like, I don't know how that's going to work.
Like, James Harden isn't trying hard because he saw that Lakers team, and that's why he's probably like, man, what the fuck? I just want to get – I just want to go to the strip club, get my bags, and fucking eat fucking Popeyes every night and shit, like – He ain't tripping.
You're right, though. I do feel like the Nets have the most to offer because they can offer LeVert, Dinwiddie, Jared Allen, and some picks. Like, no one else has that many assets.
Yeah, I think they wanted, like, two or three first-rounders from everybody else. So, I mean, I can only imagine what the Nets would give them. But I just think, bro, like, with Kyrie and KD – and you add James Harden to that, that's three bucket getters.
No, I watched them yesterday, though, and I was like, bro, okay, so KD and Kyrie went to the bench, bro, and LeVert, Dinwiddie, and all them were in, and their lead went up by like 10 with KD and Kyrie on the bench. So I'm like, they have a nice-ass team right now. So
they
might
have the best bench in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got Kyrie and Durant.
Yeah, they got Landry Shamet.
Yeah, who can score any time they want. And then you got dudes.
Landry Shamet is huge.
Yeah, because you see it in the playoffs all the time when the stars rest. Like, the fucking leader, if your lead, you know what I mean, disappears a lot of times. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, if you're the Nets, I think you at least give it a shot and see how you do with this team.
In the playoffs, the Nets can go probably like 8-9 deep and have no drop off.
Exactly. You know what I mean? See, but if you get Harden, you're probably going to have like a 7-man rotation in the playoffs. And that 6th and 7th man is probably going to be ass.
Yeah, but you win with stars, bro. Like, this is a league where you really win with the best players. Like, very few times has, like, a non-top, like, you know, 10 NBA player made a finals by himself, you know?
No, that's real.
Like, you have to have multiple.
I mean, yeah, but if you got Kyrie and Durant already, that's two superstars. Like, KD's like a top 3 player, you can argue, and then Kyrie's probably like top 12, top 15. So
I just don't think like a Kyrie KD matches up with like an AD LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would take AD.
I don't see anybody that does, though, because like, even if let's say they do get Harden and then they match up, who the fuck's gonna guard AD? Like, it'll be crazy.
True.
Yeah. Either way with the Lakers, you're gonna be fucked.
Yeah. So, what else we was talking about?
NFL.
We were talking about Jerry West's phone call, bro. What'd you think of that shit?
That shit was comedy. He was really throwing shade, bro. And I felt bad because he's a former Laker.
Yeah, bro. Lakerland loves that man. They like idolize him.
I think he was just hyping the situation up.
Nah, he was. He was doing his job.
I don't think he really meant a whole lot of it. But shit. Some of it, he probably really felt with his chest. You know, he was saying it.
I mean, at the time, it was kind of a shit show over there, right, with the Lakers when all that shit was going down.
It was.
Not really, because, I mean, the Lakers still had
They already had AD.
No, I'm talking about the organization. Like, remember they were going.
Yeah, they were before, but once LeBron got there and then AD got there, like, that ain't a shit show.
No, when he recorded that video, the Lakers were already nice.
Yeah. Oh, so they had AD.
I thought it was.
They had already added AD because I think they traded for AD and then they were waiting on Kawhi.
Yeah.
So that was right before the shit show.
Yeah.
Right after the shit show.
Yeah. So that dude that released the fucking voicemail, that was basically just a warning shot like, hey, motherfucker, give me my bread or I got hella more shit to release.
Yeah. It was Kawhi's uncle that wanted a jet.
Yeah.
It was funny. Did you guys hear what Kawhi said about it?
Yeah. He said, this dude just basically wants money.
He was like, everybody out here trying to make money in L.A.
But, bro, there was a bunch of reports. Stephen A. reported, and I fucking always take what he says with a grain of salt, but he said that, I guess, his Uncle Dennis, which is why the NBA is investigating, his Uncle Dennis was, like, requesting shit from teams like jets and, like, fucking cars and remember hearing that shit?
Right.
So, like, I guess that's why the NBA is investigating to see what the Clippers did, like, What they did. I mean, what are you going to do, though? Like, they can't make them cut Kawhi, so I don't know what the fuck they do.
Probably maybe take their draft picks away or, like, postseason ban or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be fucking crazy. Postseason ban, that's fucking. Bro, that would be crazy if they did that shit.
It's not like they're going anywhere in the postseason anyway.
That's real. Honestly, they would probably have to send a strong message because if like, to show the league that you can't be doing that shit. Because I think other teams will probably try it, if anything.
Everyone, I feel like everyone does it already. Yeah. He just got caught.
For sure. It's just low key, you know. Everybody knows. It's just shady business.
Yeah. That's probably why a lot of people aren't reacting. Because they're like, oh, what the fuck? Like, it's what it is.
Facts. Hey, so Jake Paul called out McGregor and Nate Diaz. Can we all agree that he's a fucking troll?
Yeah, bro.
Oh yeah, he's just trying to make some money, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame him. It's what he does. He's a YouTube guy, and he wants to just get a bag or whatever. But
what if he really sleeps one of them though?
that's the shit I'm worried about, bro.
He has a better chance though of sleeping somebody. He has a better chance of sleeping an MMA fighter though than he does a boxer. That's for sure. Because a boxer would just like.
But also, like, bro, McGregor. And Nate Diaz can eat punches, bro.
Yeah, they can.
They can eat them shits.
But you got to remember, too, isn't he like 50 or 60 pounds heavier than McGregor?
Yeah.
He's like 190.
Jake and Logan Paul are big-ass fucking dudes,
That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like, fuck, you get hit by a 200-pound dude. I mean.
I don't know, bro. I think McGregor will fuck his ass up.
Nah, they all will, bro. But what if like, Nate Diaz, like, because Nate Diaz is a goon, bro. What if he just pulls up on that bitch on the street and whoops his fucking ass?
I can see him do it because he's not trying to fight anymore. Like, if they give him a fight,
I mean, honestly, though, Nate Diaz could probably use the bag. So, fuck, why not? Just go make. Yeah. I mean, he's already basically out of the UFC.
I mean, well, he's getting money with his
marijuana line. But, I mean, shit, if he can go make 20, 30 mil for whooping some dude's ass.
Yeah.
Fuck it. But I think it's more of a legacy thing, bro. I feel like it'll fuck your legacy up if you cave into some shit like that.
Bro, everybody's doing that shit now.
Mayweather taking that fight is embarrassing, bro. Like, that shit is so trash. Like,
but it's for money, bro. Like, you could always make more money, especially when you're spending that much money. You know what I'm saying?
And I know everyone's, like, first assumption is, like, oh, yeah, he's probably going broke. But I also wonder, maybe he's just bored. Like, what if he's just like, oh, I'll go fucking, yeah, you want to give me money? I'll go do it. Like,
yeah.
Because he's so confident in him.
But he's right, though. At the rate he fucking spends, bro, he needs a big bag to keep coming. Because that man spends.
Especially if he's not promoting fights the same way he was.
Yeah, bro, like. I don't know how De La Hoya got that shit laced up like he did. I don't know if he has connections in Mexico or what the fuck, but...
He probably just has better people skills.
Yeah, he got a fucking bag coming with all them promotions and shit because he got hella boxers under him.
Yeah. De La Hoya's like LeBron, bro. Like, just the face, you know what I'm saying?
Smart, yeah. It's a fucking business, man. That man shows up with a three-piece suit and he makes more than all the boxers combined.
Yeah, that's... That's the guy you always want to be is the guy with the suit that nobody really... pays attention to. That's getting all.
Hey, did you get a chance to listen to M's new album?
I haven't, bro. Like, I've been constantly going. I haven't been in the car.
What'd you think of it, Splitter? How many times you listened to it so far?
I ran through it like 4 times already.
Yeah,
and I mean, so far, I caught something different every time.
Yeah, me too. But so far, my assessment of it is, the bars are still fucking there. They're fucking fire. But the beats, bro,
the first half of the beats.
The beats was like, man, you should have just had Dre do your shit again.
Yeah, bro, I know M loves making beats, but you could tell when M makes the beat.
Yeah, you can tell.
It's like fucking weird, goofy, quirky shit, and it's like, damn, bro. Like, yeah, you're guessing, but if you would have just, like, I want to see M just do a whole album of just nothing but current producers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at what Mike Will did for fucking Nas, a rap legend. Yep. He made, like, and he still sounded dope. If you can rap, you're going to sound dope on his new beats, too. So it's like, I wish he would do that. And when he did do it on there, it's like, oh, this song slaps. Like, even, you know, like, your girl could listen to it, like, and not even catch that, oh, we're listening to some lyrical-ass rap shit. It's just a good song. But, yeah, I ran through it, like, 4 times. And then Wayne dropped some shit. He dropped Side B. I listened to the first two songs.
Oh, it already dropped?
Yeah, it dropped today or something like that.
Oh, shit.
I listened to the first two songs. It sounds like a lot like the last one. I thought it was going to be like more like more super rapper, lyrical. Rapper. Yeah, but I mean, I can't give it a real evaluation. I haven't listened to it all the way yet, but I mean, shit. You ain't that far from Wayne right now, Tyler.
Yeah.
Where's he at, Miami?
Yeah, Wayne lives in Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, that's about 2 hours
from. Oh, it makes sense. Lil Wayne living in Miami, Mr. Mega. No, I'm playing.
hey, you went on the boat today?
Nah, I go on the boat tomorrow.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Shit. Okay. Bro, it's hella fucking beautiful out there, bro.
Is it humid?
It's humid, bro. Like, it's been a couple times where I'm walking and then, like, my palms will get sweaty and I'm like,
ass, you feel that little sweat drip down, bro, from your ass crack down your leg?
And that shit's right now. Imagine the fucking summer, bro.
Yeah, I've been here 6 or 7 times, and usually I come in the summer. This is the second time I've came in the winter.
So what's it like in the summer? Like 80, like 90 degrees, but like super fucking humid?
Bro, it's hot. Like, it's hot like in California, but I would just say it's more like you're gonna sweat it out.
Like, I heard your shirt gets fucking soaked, bro, just like walking down the street.
Like now you understand why nobody wears clothes over there. Like, everyone has their shirt off, or
like
they're in bikinis.
Everybody got flip-flops on, bro. Like, even in the winter, like right now I'm outside wearing flip-flops. Like,
what's it over there, like 70 degrees right now?
Yeah, I think it ended at like 70 71, and there's a little bit of a breeze, but
honestly, that ain't bad. If it's humid at 70 degrees, then it probably ain't that bad. But
no, it's perfect right now. But once it gets up to like 90, 100, then you start getting like the real effects of it.
Yeah, because even though as hot as it gets over here, it's still like dry. Like, even if it's 100, dry, yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but like that's how Texas was. When I went to Houston, like maybe this shit was like fucking maybe 7 years ago. The first time I had gone out there, we went and like around this time, the first like 3-4 days we were in there, it was just like regular cold. And then the day before we left, we went to the zoo and we all were like fucking sweaters and shit like that.
It was hella hot.
And then all of a sudden it got humid as fuck, bro. And we were all in like fucking shorts and t-shirts, bro. It was bad. I was sweating in the winter. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this place?
Bro, what's crazy about that is you can really feel that shit as soon as you get off the plane.
Bro.
Like walking through the tunnel outside of the airport or outside of the airplane. It's like you could feel it already hit you, and you're just like, damn, like
you start sweating already. Yeah, it's sticky as fuck. Yeah, hell yeah.
When do you come back?
We're leaving 22nd. I think it's Tuesday.
Okay. Okay.
We'll be here for the weekend. Monday, chill, and then Tuesday, we're out. I think like 6 p.m. or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then we'll come back for Christmas. We're about to get those, they tell you the same day if you got the virus test. Modesto.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah, so you go there, and I think you have to wait in a little bit of a line, but they tell you, like, right then and there if you have coronavirus.
But is that the one where you have to pay money?
I think you probably do.
Yeah, I know they had them in Fresno, but they were like $100 a test or some shit.
Damn.
Yeah, but.
I gotta get back to work.
That way we can hang out on Christmas, you know?
Yeah, that's real. Like, but see, the sorry thing about that shit is supposedly like you could have it and then it won't be detected.
Well, see, you know what happened? So the only issue with those rapid tests is that they give you a lot of false positives or false negatives. One of them. So like sometimes
false positives, because like a lot of NFL players test positive and then they go and they're negative.
So yeah, it's hard to tell. So I mean, I guess if you're positive, I would just take another one, like just to make sure.
Yeah, I'll probably do some shit like that, because, I mean, bro, Florida is open as it could be, bro. Even the movie theaters are open. I was like, what the hell?
You said, what? You're like, what the hell? This shit open, but you go into all them places.
No, it's cool, though. Like, it just seems like it doesn't.
It feels normal.
Like, it's just nice to feel some type of normalcy again?
Yes. Like, that's all, like, everything, bro. Like, the beach, like. No one's wearing masks in restaurants. No one's wearing masks, like, anywhere. You just feel, like, normal again. But, like, it sucks that people are really dying from it. But I did see, like, this post today. It was, like, California's cases have gone, like, hella higher than Florida's in the last, like, 2 months, even though we've closed down more. Like, I don't know how accurate it is.
We got like 4 times as many people.
And it might be a result of us actually getting tested. If they ain't worried about it, they ain't testing themselves.
Yeah, that's real. Right. Like, yeah, they're probably not testing.
Yeah, and they said like Florida's numbers are kind of screwed because not everybody reports it, like you said. So
yeah, Florida's its own fucking world already. So
bro, yeah, Florida's just wild, bro, as it is.
Bro, it's so fun out here.
You seen the alligators yet?
Yeah, like fucking like four. I seen four alligators. We seen like some dolphins today. And then tomorrow when we're on the boat, we're probably gonna see hella shit. I saw a manatee too. The manatee is like, it's like a sea cow is what they call them out here.
Oh, yeah. So
it's
shit.
Like, it's like this big fat fish.
Yeah.
So like I seen a couple of those too.
Hey, so they're doing a versus right now, Too Short and 40. Who you got?
Shit, bro. E40 to me is a legend.
Yeah, they're both legends, short, but I feel like E40's bigger on a national stage. I feel you.
Well, I think E40's bigger right now, but Too Short was bigger before E40, yeah. And Too Short always somehow comes out with a banger. Like he's on new people's shit.
He was like, the YG of the 90s, I would say.
Well, shit, Too Short was popping when we were in high school, too. Yeah. Like, so it's like...
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, he has bangers. I know a lot of them sound the same, but it's like...
And that's the dope shit about these verses is, like, you'll be like, oh, no, so-and-so's going to win that easy. And then you watch it, you're like, oh, I forgot about that song. Oh,
yeah, the only lopsided one that I saw so far is the Jeezy Gucci one. Like, Jeezy just fucking... It wasn't even close to me. Like, Jeezy just fucking...
Yeah, well, I think, if you talk to people from Atlanta, yeah. They pick Gucci because they grew up on Gucci.
But, I mean, to be real, if you watch that, bro, and just, like... All the Jeezy songs just came back to me. I was like, damn, this man was so fucking dope.
But aren't they making an album? The two on the verses, E40 and Too Short?
Yeah, it already came out.
It already came out.
Oh, I gotta listen to that shit too.
Yeah, I listened to a few of the songs. It sounds good. I mean, it's exactly what you expect.
What you expect, yeah.
I think that's the dope shit. But I mean, E40 and Too Short, you always know... Like they give you the same formula and you just take it and it's whatever. Like you accept it for what it is. Like
you know what type of rappers they
are. No one puts any pressure on.
Yeah, nobody's gonna like nobody's expecting like these fucking bars, you know, like crazy ass lyrics. They're just expecting them to be themselves. So it's like
I mean Bay Music period, it's a sound that you don't care about the bars.
Ooh. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man. So, what's up? Is more people hopping on the raffle or what? Hit people up.
Man, it's some bullshit. First of all, it's just rigged.
Hey, rigged, bro.
Should have bought more tickets.
we already almost halfway there, though.
Hey, imagine if you would have won, though, bro. They would have for sure thought that shit was rigged.
But the fact that... how much she bought?
But, bro, she bought 17 fucking tickets, though. So, it's like... I mean, her odds were what, 17 out of 70? I don't know. That's probably what, 25%, something like that. Yeah. So she was one out of four chance of winning. It's like
she really just came on there and was like, "I'll take the rest." Huh?
Yeah.
But to be real, if you think about it, shit, $340. She got a brand new PS5. So it's like
she had a brand new PS5 and a Spider-Man game. Expensive Spider-Man that's like $80, and 1 month of
she PlayStation could easily Plus. Flip that shit for a rack right now if she wanted to.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so we doing another one, bro. So you know, tap in, tell all them Florida people pull up.
Yeah, I already reposted on the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got like a little bit of followers. So
you stupid.
they might hit us up.
I put it on the LCAP page too.
I just posted it on the Uneducated Experts page, but nobody liked it.
On the Facebook one?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah, for sure.
I put it on there.
What's his name? Stanky Manky was telling me that yes, you're not allowed to do raffles on Facebook, so you have to put like name it something else. Like so, people would be like, "I got this waffle I'm doing." I guess they can get flagged or some shit. Raffle. Yeah, I was like, can we put raffle with like WRAFFL? Like it still says raffle, but yeah, bro.
That's what's up though. You're making people's Christmases and shit, you know? Two or three people are gonna get a brand new console.
Yeah, bro. I mean, shit. Low. Honestly, like, if you spend $20 and you win that shit, imagine that's fucking dope.
I mean, some people look at it like, oh, you're just trying to make hella money off people, but it's like literally like we could just post it online and make hella money, or we can give hella people an opportunity to get one for $20. Like,
yep.
Like to me, I don't know that's worth.
And honestly, bro, the thrill of it's fucking dope. It's like gives you a rush.
I honestly get fucking excited as fuck.
I get excited for people. Yeah, I hope you win this shit. Like,
what's dope is the people that you talk to about it, and they're like, "Hey, man, when you do that, I hope I win." Like, they're hella excited too. So I'm like, "Yeah, I'm excited too. Like, let's go."
Hey, I was reading some of the messages. People were really trying to buy it from her when she won it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, we told her. We asked her if she wants to sell it. She's like, nah, I'm good. I don't need the money. I was like, okay.
Yeah, what's crazy, she didn't even get in that shit till like, next year.
Yeah, she said she's too busy.
Where she live? She don't live out
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah,
I guess she doesn't want us to ship it to her till after Christmas.
Yeah, that's smart. Fuck that.
Do we know who she is, or is she just one of our followers?
She went to school here.
Yeah, she went to
water.
She's okay. I think she's like a year younger than me, or 2 years younger.
Dope.
So yeah, I used to hang out with her brother sometimes, but yeah, she won. Fuck it.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're going to ask you a question.
We'll ask this question.
Shit.
You already know, right? Look, man, this is for, look, ladies, cover your ear. Actually, no, I feel like we should ask women this shit, too. Yeah. Hey, is your girl with you, too?
Nah, she's giving the kids a bath. Oh, okay. Right now, because I'm not in there. But
why, you put her in her place?
Damn, bro, typical Florida, man. Yeah.
I'm
going to
deal with that when it comes up later, but it's good.
Facts. Jerry over here putting us on a
fucking,
cross, bro.
They all skip through the podcast, but somehow hear the parts that we talk shit. I'm like, wow, like, who's putting timestamps on that shit?
Yeah, bro.
Somebody, they must
have
a secret.
They hit
text.
That 30-second fucking fast forward shit the whole time, probably.
Yep.
Till they hear some shit. But yeah, all right. So we all been through this, right? As men, like, so like, why do women ask obvious ass questions that they can like figure out for themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we all have these stories.
Yeah, bro.
Like, here, I'll go first, right? Wait, are they coming? Make sure the girls
they
ain't walking.
They said the tacos already, so hurry up.
Oh, fuck. All right, so the other day, right, my wife's like, hey, you know, tell the girls to jump in the shower. So I'm like, all right. I turn on both the showers, and I put, you know, my daughter in one and my daughter in the other one, right? So she comes and she goes, hey, is Jackson taking a shower in our bathroom? Is she taking a shower in our bathroom? And I'm like, no. And she goes, all right, well, what shower is she in? And I'm like, nigga, we only have two bathrooms. Like, what the fuck you asking me that? You know, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we have two bathrooms. And she's not in that one. She's in the other one.
I think they just, like, let it out and they don't think of it.
Bro, I'm going to say this. If my girl says some dumb shit like that, I'm looking straight at her face like, really?
Oh, yeah. I always give her, like a 10, 15-second stare.
They're going to get mad at you.
Yeah,
so
like I'll pause and be like, and I'll give her a chance to be like, oh, you know what? I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes she'll be like, what? And I'm like, nigga, what shower do you think she's in then? And then I get yelled at. But
you know what I think it is, bro, is girls like to communicate.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say that they just want to talk to you. Like, they just want to engage in a conversation. So they, even though they know the answer already, they want to hear it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, tell me, baby.
Yeah. Not when I'm playing 2K, though. I don't want to communicate with you.
No, I feel it. Honestly, like, especially, like, when girls are, like, pregnant, bro. Like, if they're pregnant, they're going to
ask. Abort mission, abort.
They're going to ask the dumbest questions, bro. But. You know, at the end of the day, it's all love, but
you know, sometimes I wonder if they do that to make us feel smart.
Because obviously, obviously, I'm not like they're not dumb, so it's like they know. It's just like I don't know why they're wired to like to be like that. I just think they just do it to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, or like you're watching a movie that you're both watching for the first
time.
Oh,
bro, facts. Oh my God, yes. So we'd be both watching the same fucking show or movie, and she'd be like, "Well, what happened to him?" I'm like. I'm watching the same shit.
Yeah. Like, who's that? I'm like, I don't know. He just walked in the room. They haven't said his name yet. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, that shit cracks me up on the inside, bro. I'm like,
my daughter would be asking me 100 times, like, oh, why did this happen? Motherfucker, I'm watching it just like you are. What do you think? Like, I don't know.
She's already on her way.
Women.
Yeah, bro.
They're
so.
Special creatures, but we need them.
All right, y'all. So, yeah, bro. We'll see everybody next week. Tune in for the raffle. See if you win.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody. We out.